系睇马可福音。This morning, turning our Bibles to the book of Mark, chapter 12. 马可福音十二章。今日咧有一个好特别嘅信息要同大家讲。I've got a very important message to share with you this morning. 其实有两个大新闻，就系今日要同你分享。两个事实要同你分享，一个大新闻，一个事实。And there are two things important things I want to share with you this morning. One is a big news story, and the other is a fact.
这个大新闻呢，一阵间呢，在香港，不知道是几点钟，会有个香港记者招待会呢，就会发放一个的惊人，惊世界的一个的新闻。
And sometime today and this afternoon, there's going to be a press conference in Hong Kong, and they're going to announce some information that is going to rock the world.
第二个事实我们在圣经里面会看到。
And the other is a fact that we're going to see from the Bible.
嗱，我哋喺圣经里边见到呢个事实咧，就系轰动世界嘅宗教观同埋神学观。
And what we're looking at in the Bible today has transformed the people's attitude about God around the world.
但系今日喺新闻会播放呢个嘅记者招待会咧，会挑战科学家嘅科学理念。
But the news that's going to be announced today in Hong Kong in the press conference is going to challenge the scientific community around the world.
So, 一阵间我话你听呢个系咩消息。So, I'm going to share with you in a minute what this news is about. 咁但系我哋先喺马可福音里边十二章三十五至到三十七节。
But let's look first at the book of Mark, chapter 12, verse 35 to 37.
我哋今日要睇三位一体嘅真神。
And this morning we're going to be talking about the Trinity God.
所以三十五章三十五节 verse 35.耶稣在殿里教训人，就问他们说：文士怎么说基督是大卫的子孙呢？大卫被圣灵感动说：主对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌作你的脚蹬。大卫基自己称他为主，他怎么又是大卫的子孙呢？众人都喜欢听他，我们一起祈祷。Let's pray. 主耶稣，我们多谢你。今天我们在你的话语里面可以提到三一真神的真理。求主用得着这些经文和孩子所预备的说话呢，去激励我们，给我们更加明白你的心目的奥秘，还有可以在心里面又得到鼓励。我们多谢主听你祷告，奉耶稣名求。Amen.今天我会分享可能跟平时有少少不同，会可能是有一些神学的背景。
I think I'm going to share a little bit differently this morning than I usually do, maybe a little bit more theological than normal.
但是这个我们看到呢，耶稣是用这番说话问回文士一个问题。
And here we see that Jesus is using this question to ask the scribes a very important question.
如果你记得我们过去几个礼拜看着马可福音十二章，有四班人来问耶稣一些挑剔的问题。
And if you remember from the book of Mark chapter 12, we've been looking at that there are four groups of people that came and asked Jesus some very difficult questions.
他们想找耶稣的同脚，想整蛊耶稣。
And they wanted to mess Jesus up and to give him, put him in a hard place.
但耶稣是很用智慧来回答他所有的问题。
But Jesus used wisdom to answer all of their questions.
现在耶稣就反问他一个他没有办法答的问题。
And now Jesus is asking them a question that they have no way to answer.
因为耶稣用一个很犹太人没有办法理解一个真理是问他。
Because Jesus is asking them a truth that the Jewish people could not comprehend. And so they couldn't answer.
他利用这个诗篇一百一十篇的第一节来问问题。
And Jesus was reciting from Psalm 110 verse 1 to ask this question.
他的问题就很简单，因为犹太人认为诗篇一百一十篇就是弥赛亚的诗篇，就是讲神所应许的教主要来到，是这个诗篇是一百一十篇。
And Jesus is using this
this psalm, and the Jewish people believed that Psalm 110 was a messianic psalm, and it's talking about the promised Messiah who's going to come. So Jesus 用呢一诗篇就要问佢：你认识弥赛亚几多？ And so in a way, Jesus is using this psalm to ask them, how much do you understand about the Messiah?
如果今日我哋问你，你认识弥赛亚几多？你会点答啊？
And if I was to ask you this morning, how much do you know about the Messiah? How would you answer?
你认识弥赛亚啲乜嘢？
What do you know about the Messiah?
喺呢度话，主对我主说。
And here it says, the Lord says to my Lord.
喺对犹太人嚟讲，呢个系一个好难解答一个个问题。
And to the Jewish mind, this is a very difficult question to answer.
因为是一个挑战他的神学观
because it's challenging their theological stance.
犹太人呢相信弥赛亚是大卫的子孙。
The Jewish people believed that the Messiah was going to be a descendant from David.
他是相信是耶西的根，即是大卫的爸爸叫耶西。
And they believed he was coming from the root of Jesse, and Jesse was the father of David.
他亦都知道弥赛亚呢，即是神是应许大卫呢，要建立他的国家是永远永远。的意思就是说，弥赛亚要透过大卫出来。
And God promised David that he would establish his kingdom forever, and David understood that that meant that the Messiah would come from him.
但是当时的文化呢？爸爸永远都是长子，就算是八十岁、九十岁，爸爸是爸爸，仔仔、孙孙、叔叔都是下，爸爸是大。
Back then in the patriarchal society, the father was always the man of authority. The children, the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, they are always under the older.
是吗？我想中国人都是一样，是吗？你仔会不会叫爸爸，不是，爸爸会不会叫仔做主人呢？
Will your father call your son Lord?
不可能，是吗？是调转的嘛。
It's backwards.
在这个应该是爸爸永远 是最高的，儿子就是下的。
It's always that the father is up at the highest rank and the sons are at the lowest rank.
所以大卫呢，虽然他是皇帝，但是他是写这个诗篇说，主对我，即是大卫的主，主对我主说。
So he says, Lord said to my Lord, the my means David.
但是他指住自己的子孙，但是他称呼自己的子孙做主。
So David is talking about his own descendants and he's calling them Lord.
是很奇怪哦。这个主对我的主有两个主。
So there's two, my Lord said, the Lord said to my Lord, so there's two Lords and there's me.
是吗？第一个主是耶和华，独一无二的真神。
The first Lord in this verse is Jehovah, Yahweh, the one and only God.
对我的主。
And the second Lord is Adonai.
在希伯来话呢，这个文化就很特别。因为诗篇110篇呢，第一节那个耶和华呢，就是自由永有那个耶和华的字。
In Psalms 110, you can turn to it, and in verse 1, it says, in the Hebrew, it is Yahweh.
那个
Yahweh is what means that I am, the great I am.
你记得呢，如果是摩西见到荆棘着了火，跟住佢走埋去，佢就个火同佢讲说话，神就喺个火荆棘咧同摩西讲说话，叫佢翻去埃及，系咪？
Do you remember when Moses saw the burning bush that wasn't burning up and it called to him and God spoke to Moses from the burning bush and was sending him back to Egypt? And Moses said, who's sending me back? And God said, I am who I am. 在中文圣经也读自由永有. And the Chinese Bible says, I am the everlasting God.
即是自供自给,从永远到永远. 我就是神,是创造者,是没开始没结束的.
And what that means is that He is the God from everlasting to everlasting. He is self-sufficient. He is self-providing. He has no beginning and no end. He is God. I am the great I am.
这个就是希伯来话发出来的音是耶和华.
And in Hebrew, as they pronounce this name, it is Jehovah, Yahweh.
但因为耶和华是太神圣，犹太人不会发这个音. 所以他的字母都不加进去，所以其实他都不知道怎么发音.
But you know, the name Jehovah to the Jewish people is too holy, so they never put the vowels in there. So they didn't even know actually how to pronounce it. Is it Jehovah? Is it Yahweh?
于是他用第二个字来代替，那第二个字就是第二个主，就是Adonai.
And because they didn't know how to pronounce it and they didn't want to pronounce it, it was too holy, they would use another name to substitute and they would use Adonai, which is the second Lord in this verse.
So they Yehovah对我耶和华说.
And so you can say it's Jehovah speaking to Jehovah.
哇,那不是精神分裂症,从自己讲自言自语?
So is he talking to himself? Is he split in half?
你有没有试过自言自语?
Have you ever talked to yourself?
我今天要上学,我不想上学,我真的很痛,我都很痛。人家说,自言自语,你是不是痴痴的?
You know, you start talking to yourself, you know, back and forth, people think you're going crazy or something, you know.
神是不是这样?即是耶和华对耶和华说,主对我主说。耶稣带出这个问题呢?
是想挑战他对尼采的观点. Jesus has brought this out to challenge their understanding of who the Messiah is.
因为如果大卫称呼他为主，即是称呼自己的子孙为主，他的子孙不是单单是一个人，不是单单他的儿子。
Because if David is calling his descendant Lord, that means that this descendant, the Messiah, is not just a human descendant.
如果大卫可以称呼他做主，做神的称呼
Adonai, 肯定他是超过人. So if David can call him Adonai or God, that means that he recognizes that his descendant, the Messiah, is not just a man.
即是说,尼赛亚是神.
That means that he knows that the Messiah is God.
即是大卫自己的儿子,自己的子孙是神.
David's own descendant is God.
如果是这样, 这个子孙没可能是从女人生出来,男人生出来,一定要特别.
And if he's going to be God, he must be special, he cannot be born of man.
难怪在以赛亚书第七章十四节,
no wonder in Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14,
因此主自己要给我们一个兆头,必有童女为人生子, 给他起名叫什么?
以马内利什么意思啊?
神与我们同在.
The virgin shall bear birth and we shall call him Emmanuel. Emmanuel is God with us.
第九章第六节,
in Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6,
因有一婴是为我们而生,有一子赐给我们,政权必担在他的肩头上,他名称为 Kemutaxi, 全能的神, 永在的父, 和平的君.
Unto us a son is given, unto us a child is born, and he will be called the Almighty God.
于是在圣经里面告诉我们，这个尼赛亚，以色列人所盼望这个尼赛亚，是一个 BB 要出世，但是他称呼什么？他称呼是神。And so the Hebrew scriptures tell us that the Messiah that they're waiting for is going to be born, he's going to be a man, and yet he's called God. 人怎可以做神呢？ How can a man be God? 大卫的子孙，大卫说，我主对我主说。And the descendant of David, and he says, my Lord says to my Lord.
不如我们看诗篇110篇。了解清楚这个尼赛亚诗篇。
Look with me at Psalm 110, at this messianic psalm, and see what it says.
以色列人的观点呢，神是独一无二的。
The children of Israel, they believed that God was one God and only one God, no other gods.
所以以色列人的观点，神是独一无二，是不可以有别的神，是吗？
So the children of Israel believe that there are no other gods, there's only one God, only one creator.
那我们看这个诗篇110篇，我们得七节，所以我们读完它，我们一起读好不好？
There's only seven verses, so let's read it together.
耶和华对我说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌作你的脚蹬。耶和华必使你从锡安伸出能力的杖来，你要在仇敌中掌权。当你掌权的日子，你的民要以圣洁的装饰为衣，甘心牺牲自己。你的民多如清晨的甘露。耶和华起了誓，决不后悔，说：你是照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司，在你右边的主，当你发怒的日子，必打伤列王，他要在列邦中逆恶人，尸首就遍满各处，他要在许多国中打破仇敌的头，他要喝路旁的河水，因此必自抬起头来。
那好简短的诗篇，是吗？
Very short psalm. 但是第一节呢，他讲明主对我主说。
But the first verse is, the Lord said to my Lord.
这个耶和华
和 my Adonai
在这对话。
And here is Jehovah speaking to Adonai in a very interesting way.
那第一节也都讲呢，主要坐在神的右边。
And it says that the Lord is going to sit on the right hand of God.
好，我请问你，你是一个人，你可不可以坐自己的右边？
You're one person, can you sit on your own right hand side?
得不得？不得嘛，因为神是得一个，他怎可以坐自己的右边？
God is only one, how can he sit on his own right hand side?
是吧？对这个话，主对我主说，你要坐我的右边。
And he says, Lord said to my Lord, sit on my right hand side. He's speaking to himself and he's going to sit on his own side.
好难明白。This is kind of crazy. How do you get this? 你看第二节，即是他敌人成为脚蹬，即是说他胜利者。
He says, and your enemies will be my footstool. That means that he's going to be a conqueror.
好吗？第二节告诉我们尼赛亚的工作，他要伸出能力的掌在仇敌那里掌权。
And in verse 2 it tells us what the Messiah is going to do is he's going to have a powerful hand and he's going to have authority over his enemies.
是吗？第三节，尼赛亚是圣洁。
And in verse 3 it tells us that the Messiah is holy.
但尼赛亚的民呢，要甘心为尼赛亚去牺牲。
But it says that the people of the Messiah will gladly sacrifice for the Messiah.
为什么会愿意为他甘心牺牲？因为我们的尼赛亚为我们牺牲了。
Why are they going to sacrifice for him? Because he sacrificed for us. 你睇第四节好重要，但可能你睇唔明啊。佢话第四节系讲到尼赛亚系要照着麦基洗德等次，永远作祭司。
Here says in verse 4 that he's going to be like the Melchizedek in the order of Melchizedek and be a priest forever.
牧师，你今天讲得很闷啊，我不明白你讲什么叫麦基洗德啊？即是麦基又是很洗德啊，即是洗什么德啊？
So what are you talking about? What is this Melchizedek guy? What is, I don't understand this.
这个很重要的，你要明白。圣经里面创世纪十四章讲到麦基洗德。
In the Bible, book of Genesis, chapter 14, it tells us about this guy, Melchizedek.
他这个麦基洗德呢，就是亚伯拉罕的时候，就是一次出现。
And Melchizedek came out one time when Abraham was alive.
因为亚伯拉罕的侄仔罗德是被五王俘虏了，他居住的地方那些人被人俘虏了。
Because the nephew of Abraham, Lot, was taken in captivity by five kings that came and conquered the lands that Lot was living in.
于是他带他俘虏了，亚伯拉罕听到呢，就是招兵，就去追。
And when Abraham heard about this, he raised up his men and they chased after these five kings.
神是祝福亚伯拉罕，他打胜仗，娶翻嗰啲人翻嚟，得翻罗德一家人，同埋攞翻啲财物。
And God blessed Abraham and his men, and they were able to conquer the guys that took them away. They got Lot and his family and all the other people back safely, and they got all the possessions.
于是所多玛、摩哥拉嗰啲地方咧，啲皇帝话：，哇，亚伯拉罕多谢晒，啲财物俾你啦。
And so Sodom and Gomorrah and all those kings, they came to Abraham and said, oh, thank you so much for saving us. Here, you can have the spoils.
亚伯拉罕说，我一点都不要。这些是你的，我不拿你的。我只拿十分一，是给麦基洗德。
And Abraham said, I don't want any of that. I'm only going to take 10% and give it to Melchizedek.
麦基洗德是谁？麦基洗德是当亚伯拉罕打完仗，他要出来拿酒和食物，是给亚伯拉罕的人食，跟着祝福亚伯拉罕。
And who is Melchizedek? He came out when Abraham finished the battle. He gave them food and refreshments to drink, and he blessed Abraham.
跟着亚伯拉罕奉献十分一给麦基洗德。
And so then Abraham gave 10% of the spoil to Melchizedek.
咁呢个人系乜嘢水？系边个嚟嘅？点解亚伯拉罕要咁样对佢
？And who is this guy? Why is Abraham treating him this way?
其实圣经冇讲喎 ，The Bible never tells us. 佢父母系边个又唔知喎
？Who is his parents? It never told us.
佢喺边度嚟又唔知喎
？Where did he come from? Doesn't tell us.
但希伯来书又讲我哋听。希伯来书第七章你可以睇下。
But in Hebrews chapter 7, it talks about Melchizedek. And you can turn there.
希伯来书第七章。其实希伯来书同埋创世纪都有少少相同呢，因为麦基洗德是撒冷的王。撒冷可能后尾是叫耶路撒冷。
In Genesis, it says that Melchizedek was the king of Salem, and Salem might have become Jerusalem.
你睇第二节，第七章第二节至到第三节。
In Hebrews chapter 7, verse 2 and 3,
亚伯拉罕也将自己所得来的取十分一给他，他头一个名翻出来，就是仁义王。他又名撒冷王，就是平安王的意思。他无父无母，无族谱，无生之子，无名之中，乃是与神的儿子相似，乃是与神的儿子相似。 What's this mean? He is like the Son of God. 即使话呢个麦基洗德喺旧约圣经出现，好多人觉得其实系耶稣出现迎接亚伯拉罕。耶稣道成肉身之前，亚伯拉罕就向佢献祭，向佢奉献，佢又祝福亚伯拉罕。A lot of people believe that Melchizedek was actually a theophany of Jesus appearing to Abraham in the old time. And Abraham, he blessed Abraham and Abraham gave him a tithe.
咁但系我哋唔知，但系佢话似神的儿子相似。
But we don't know who Melchizedek was, but it says he was like the Son of God.
于是诗篇一百一十篇话尼赛亚要点啊？
系。麦基洗德的等次。
And so in Psalms 110 verse 4 it says that the Messiah is going to be a priest like Melchizedek.
所以都是讲紧耶稣是不是？
So it's talking about Jesus. 弟兄姊妹可能觉得好深奥的，但我们知道我们的神呢是独一无二的真神。
You might think it's very complicated, but our God is a one and only God. There is no other God.
我们基督教、天主教、犹太教、伊斯兰教四个大宗教都是相同，神只有一位。
You know that the Catholic faith, the Protestant faith, the Jewish faith, and the Islamic faith all believe that there is only one God.
我再讲一次，伊斯兰教、基督教、天主教、犹太教都是相信只有一位神。
Islamic, Catholic, Protestant, and Jewish people all believe there is only one God.
那可能中国人不一样，因为有些人觉得满天神佛，每棵树底下有神，是不是？
Maybe Chinese are different. They think that there's gods all over the place and there's a God under every tree.
可能觉得我们的先人离开又变神。
And maybe we think that our ancestors die and become God.
是不是？也都有很多无神论者不信有神。
And then there are other people that don't even believe in God.
还有些人觉得物质和神是混合一齐。
And then there are other pantheists that believe that God and materialism is together.
但是基督教、天主教、伊斯兰教、犹太教只是相信只有一位神。
But there are four major religions in the world today that believe there's only one God.
但是这个独一无二的真神的观点里面，
我们基督教和天主教跟那两个有个分别。
But in believing that there's only one God, the Christians and Catholics, we have a different belief than the Islams and the Jewish people.
我们相信我们的神呢是一个三位一体的神。We believe that our one God is a triune God.
我们的独一无二的真神呢是有三个位格。
And that our one God has three parts to him. Three personalities.
耶稣，我们说耶稣是神的儿子，是不是？
We say that Jesus is the Son of God.
做神的儿子，即是耶稣是神。
And to be the Son of God, that means that He is God.
耶稣就是百分百神，百分百人。
And Jesus is 100% God and 100% man.
所以耶稣是完全的神，又是完全的人。So Jesus is 100% man and 100% God. 你说，牧师，我不明白，没可能的。
但耶稣是同称玛利亚生的嘛，称为以马内利。But Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary. He is called Emmanuel,
神与我们同在， God with us. 你知不知道犹太人所盼望这个尼赛亚来到呢？他要做很多事才可以有资格做尼赛亚。
Did you know that the Messiah was promised to come and that he had to fulfill many things to be the Messiah?
他要超过三百几样嘢，一定要做到足，先至可以做尼赛亚。
And he had to do over 300 different things to be the Messiah.
你知唔知历史当中有几多人系有条件系做到呢个尼赛亚呢？ Do you know how many people in the world there have been in the history of the world who can be qualify as the Messiah? 有冇人知啊？ 10個? 100個? Does anybody know how many people in the history of the world have qualifications to be called the Messiah? 5, 10, 100? 有冇人知啊？ I can tell you, there's nobody beside Jesus who even comes close. Jesus did all 300 of the prophecies. Nobody else even got close with even 10%. 如果耶稣不是尼赛亚, if Jesus was not the Messiah, there is no Messiah. 你可以这样说, 因为圣经的预言太清楚, 耶稣一定要是神的尼赛亚, 即使说, 说, 啊, 这个人物一定要做 1,2,3,4,5,6,7,8, 有个人出来做 1,2,3,4,5,6,7,8, 那他是不是那个人? So we say this guy's going to come and he has to do A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And somebody comes along and he does A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Is he the guy that you said he's going to come and do? No, I'm going to say that he's going to come and do it. 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 He's going to Pete. He's going to have 4 children. He's going to have a wife. He's going to have a wife. He's going to come and do it. He's going to come and do it. He's going to say, is he Pete? If I say, let's go this afternoon, there's going to be a guy down in the main street in the city's plaza. He's 6'3", he's tall and skinny, he's got a goatee, he's got 4 children, his Chinese wife, his name is Pete. And you go and see this guy, are you going to call him Pete? 会不会? 不会,为什么是怕吵的? 你猜是这么简单? 我想你看约翰福音第一章. Turn with me to John chapter 1. John chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. Tai Chow Yao Do, Do Yu Sun Tong Joy, Do Jiao Si Sun, Ze Do Tai Chow Yu Sun Tong Joy, Mama Si Jik Jik Tajo Dek, Fan Bei Jo Dek, Mu Yao Yang Bus Si Jik Jik Tajo Dek. Oh, Hosan Mo, Tai Chow Yao Do, Do Yu Sun, Hosi. 道教咁,係咪?呢个道呢就係神嘅说话。呢个道就係耶稣,你睇14节。道圣了肉身,住在我们中间,充充满满的有恩典,有真理,我们也见过他的荣光,正是边个?独生子的荣光。 So John 1 1 to 3 says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And it sounds so complicated, but then when we go to verse 14, it said, and this Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw His light, and it was the light of the Son of God. So Jesus is the Word of God. Jesus is God.
我们可以这样说,太初有耶稣, 耶稣是 道，耶稣与神同在，耶稣就是神，一切是耶稣创造的，系咪？
We could put the name of Jesus in the place of Do in the Logos, and we could say, in the beginning was Jesus. Jesus is the Word. The Jesus is with God. Jesus is God, and everything was created by Jesus. You can put Jesus' name in the place of the Word.
是不是? 这个是, 你可以看哥罗西书第一章, 我们不读, 不过哥罗西书第一章15节, 到第17节, 都告诉我们, 一切是耶稣创造。
And from Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 to 17, it tells us that everything was created by Jesus.
耶稣自己在约翰福音第10章, 第30节, 讲一样很奇妙的说话。
Jesus himself said something in John chapter 10, verse 30, that is so amazing.
耶稣说, 我与父为 原为一。Jesus said, I and the Father are one.
耶稣说我与父原为一。He said, I and the Father am one. 这是说耶稣说我在父，父在我。He's saying, I am the Father is me.
你可不可以说自己跟你的父亲是 一样啊？
Can you call yourself the same as your father?
不可能嘛。
你可不可以说自己是神啊？ Can you call yourself God?
不可能嘛。
但耶稣说我与父为一，原为一。But Jesus said, I and the Father are one.
耶稣说这句话之后，人想打死他，因为他犹太人知道他这样说就是说自己是神。
And the Jewish people wanted to kill him for saying that because they knew that when he said that, he's saying that he's God.
有很多的经文，但是我们想很快跳呢，讲回这个独一无二的真神的真理。因为犹太教说只有一位神，我们早几个礼拜看过犹太人那个的那个宣言一定要一日几次讲出来的。
Let's go back to the one and only God belief that the Jewish people have. Because the Jewish people believed and every day, two or three times, they'd have to say the great Shema. And we read it a couple weeks ago in the book of Mark, chapter 12, verse 29.
是马可福音十二章廿九节，我们早几个礼拜看过这个。耶稣回答说，第一要紧的就是说，以色列啊，你要听。主我们的神是独一的主。
这个是来自生命记第六章四节。This is from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 4.
他是每一日三次要讲，以色列人你要听，主我们的神是独一的主。
They'd have to say that three times a day at least.
神只有一个。
God only has one.
耶稣怎可以与父为一？
So how can Jesus be the same with God?
耶稣怎可以是神？如果神只有一个，耶稣怎可以是神？
And so if there's only one God, how can Jesus be God?
有问题啊？因为我们的神只有一个。但圣经讲得很清楚，我们的神是一个三位一体的真神。
The Bible tells us that we only have one God, but our God is a three triune God.
所以是祂是自有永有，祂是自供自给。
He is self-sufficient. He is from everlasting to everlasting.
祂是无开始无结束。 He has no beginning, no end. 祂是独一无二的真神。
He is the only one true God.
但是在祂这一个 的神圣的，祂里面有三个位格。
But in His one essence, He has three in one.
在神的里面，祂是一个本质，一个精华，一个素质，但有多个属性。
You could say he is one being, but has many characteristics. One essence, but has many properties.
我们的神不可能分开自己，他不可以变十个神，他不可以变三个神，四个神，不可能。
God cannot divide. He cannot become 10 gods, or 3 gods, or multi-gods.
他只不过一个整体，他一个单一，唯一的。
He is just a simple unity, a one God, an individual God.
祂是团结的，是一致，是和睦的，是和谐的，是同质同色的，同样。
And he is wholly the same. He is only one.
但是祂是三一真神。
But he is a triune God.
祂有三个位格，祂三位是复数。 So he's only one God, but with three persons in that one God, a trinity
within a unity.
佢係一個三位一體嘅，係一個單數嘅。咁我哋呢個嘅，如果你睇創世記第一章，你會見到。
If you look with me at Genesis chapter 1, you will see the Trinity.
創世記第一章第一節至到第三節，好明顯睇到嘅。
And from Genesis chapter 1 to verse 1 to 3, you see,
因為第一節話起初神創造天地。
In verse 1 it says, in the beginning God created.
嗰度係父神。第二節，地是空虛混沌，冤明黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。
In the second verse it says, the earth was without form and void, and darkness all about, but the Spirit of the Lord moved on the waters. There is a Spirit.
第三节话神说，要有光就有光。
And in verse 3 it says, God spoke, and there is light.
所以我们见到第一节是有神，第二节有圣灵，第三节有神说。神说太初有道，这个道是耶稣。耶稣说就是耶稣。
And so in the first verse we see God, in the second verse we see the Spirit, and in the third verse we see Jesus. God spoke.
还有呢，你在去到这个创世纪第一章26节。
And go with me to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26.
因为以色列人有另一个字是称呼神，就叫 Elohim。
The Jewish people had another name that they would call God, and it's called Elohim.
这个字很奇怪哦，因为 Elohim 是复数的，是代表两个以上的。因为如果是只是讲 El, 就是 El Shaddai, El Rapha, 就是那个一个神，但是 Elohim 就是复数的，是多个神。
Because if you just say El, like,El Shaddai and all that, it means one God. But if you say Elohim, it means plural God.
在26節呢，你看創世記第一章26節，神說，我們要照著我們的形象，按著我們的樣式，使他們管理海裡的魚，空中的鳥，地上的牲畜，等等。
你留意到，這個是單獨独一无二的真神讲紧乜嘢？我们，我们，我们。
Look at this. Here's this one, the only, one and only God speaking to himself, saying, "Us, we, we."
And he says it three times.
神系同边个讲紧啊？系佢自己喺度，佢同边个讲紧我们？你会唔会称呼自己我们啊？
Will you call yourself we?
唔会噶嘛。所以呢度睇得到，呢个系三位一体嘅真神，系父神同耶稣同埋圣灵，佢系一个神，但系佢一个神里边有三个位格，佢三个呢个性喺度讲紧。
And so here we see that this is the triune God, the God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and He's speaking among Himself.
三位同一个性质，天性、本性、性格、脾性。
Here are the three. They all have the same personality, the same essence.
佢系三个，但系佢系一个神。
And here they're the same, but they're in one.
佢系一个呢个。如果我哋话神系点样话，神系一个个什么
？Maybe we say, "What is God? He's a what? God is a what?"
喺呢一个唔知乜嘢叫神嗰样嘢里边，嗰一样嘢里边。个神呢，佢里边包含呢三样。
And so we say, what is this one thing that we call God? And in that one thing we call God, inside of this one thing, there are three parts.
好难明，好难解释。我用几个简单嘅例子帮你明白，好唔好
？It's very hard to understand. I'll just give some very simple ways to close out to help you understand.
第一，我哋话天父系。是坐宝座上，是源头，是差遣者，是救恩计划，是由神而来。
So we say the Father presented as the source, the sender, and the planner of salvation.
儿子是方法，是被差遣，是成就救恩。
The Son is the means
He's the sent one, the achiever of salvation.
圣灵是协助者，是由父差遣出来。
The Holy Spirit is sent to proceed from the Father and the facilitator.
所以我们可以说，父神是计划者，义子是成就者，圣灵是协助我们实践救恩者。
So the Father is the planner, the Son is the accomplisher, and the Holy Spirit is the applier of our salvation.
你亦都可以说，父神是救恩的源头，义子是救恩的方法，圣灵是救恩的能力。
And we could say that the Father is the source, the Son is the means, and the Holy Spirit is the effector of salvation.
不好意思，好快讲完，有四个简单的三位一体的例子俾你明，或者你可以写低佢。
I have just in closing four simple illustrations of the Trinity that can help us understand.
三位一体有好多唔系几好嘅应用，但呢四个就或者帮我冇一个完全，但呢四个可能帮我哋少少。
There is no perfect illustration of the Trinity, but maybe these four can help us.
有冇大家知唔知咩叫三角形啊？
Does everybody know what a triangle is?
即是三个平衡边形，系咪？系咪咁样叫？等同边形，
吓？
等腰三角形，吓？等腰三角形。
等边三角形。
等边三角形，啊 ，yeah，yeah，a
perfect triangle。
佢三个边系一样长，系咪
？The three sides are the same length, right?
三个角度又一样，系咪？如果你缺少一边或者一个角，系咪三角形
？If you take away one of the sides or one of the angles, is it a triangle?
唔系。所以呢三边嘅三角形先系一个三角形，但系有三边，系咪
？So the three-sided triangle is a triangle with three sides.
我哋嘅一个神系有三位一体。用数学来讲 ，How about math？ 我哋中意讲父神加耶稣加圣灵，一加一加一即系三咯。
You know, we often say, "Well, the Father added to the Son added to the Holy Spirit. That's 1 + 1 + 1 = 3."
系咪？咁啊，当然有三个神咧。不如我哋用真正嘅数学嚟计啊。如果系一乘一乘一，系等于几多？
Yeah, 1 × 1 × 1 is 1.
系啊，所以父神乘儿子乘圣灵都系一个神，系咪？仲有一个，圣经话神是爱。
The Bible says that God is love.
谂一谂，神是爱。爱里边本身表示几样嘢。
Love means that there's a few things that are required.
第一系需要两个人以上，一个系发爱，一个接受爱。
Love requires that there are at least two people, one that is giving the love, the other the receiver of the love.
所以我哋话神是爱，已经表示喺神里边系唔止。
Yet why? And so to say that God is love is already saying that there's more to God than just one.
最后一个，我哋有心灵思想同埋说话。
And the last one, we have our mind, our thoughts, and our words.
你可唔可以将你嘅心灵思想同埋说话分开呢？
Can you separate your mind from your words and your thoughts?
这个是一个深奥的哲学问题，哲学家都做不到。你的思想等于你的说话，你的说话等于你的思想。
And even the philosophers throughout the ages have not been able to decipher this one. Because your thoughts are your words are relaying your thoughts. They're the same.
但因为我们知道我们有心，也都有思想，也都有说话，都是有分别，但都是一样。 But we know that we have our mind, we know that we have our thoughts, and we know that we have our words. They're all different, but yet they're the same.
是没办法完完全全明白三位一体的，但是我们知道是事实。
It's not possible for us to understand that the Trinity with our limited mind, but we can accept it as fact.
耶稣说，主对我主说，是想带出这个，耶稣就是神，不是只是人。
And so when Jesus brings out the question, the Lord said to my Lord, he's trying to get across that, yes, he is the Messiah, he is God.
好，在这里听。我刚才说有个重要的新闻要讲，是吗？
You know, I said in the beginning, there's an important press conference today.
可能你不觉得兴奋，但我觉得是非常之重要兴奋。
Maybe you won't think it's exciting, but I think it's one of the greatest discoveries in the modern age of the world.
应该是世界历史的近几千年的历史最伟大的发明。
And I think maybe the last couple thousand years probably the greatest discovery in the world.
你今天会打开新闻，应该今晚打开新闻，你会听到一个很惊人的消息。
Tonight when you go home and you turn on the news, you're going to hear a report that is going to rock the world.
是会挑战科学家的思想，会挑战进化论的思想，会是要求人家是重写科学书的。
It's going to challenge the scientific community, it's going to challenge the scientific textbooks, they're going to have to rewrite the books.
有牧师有没有这么夸张啊？有什么事啊？
And you say, Pastor, what is it?
2009年九月份，香港的探险家在土耳其，不是见到，是直接入到去诺亚方舟里面摄影。今天是将这个消息发放出来，是有土耳其 的政府，有世界各地的科学家一起去印证证明。是九成九，是入到四个仓，是诺亚方舟的仓。
In September of 2009, four people from Hong Kong not only found the ark, but they went into Noah's ark. They went into four different chambers of the ark, and they filmed it on videotape, and they took specimens. And today they're having a press conference.With officials from Turkey and scientific experts from all over the world, they believe that they have 99% discovered the ark and actually been inside of it.
他就是拿了样本，他拿了啲木去化验，他经过喺世界唔同嘅化验室里边，同一个结果，嗰啲木系超过四千几年。
They took specimens from the wood and sent it off for radiocarbon dating.
是碳十四那些的化验
radiocarbon dating, carbon 14 dating, and they sent it to different laboratories around the world, and all the results have come back. It's over 4,000 years old.
它是世界上第一次有这样的发现。以前有人说好像拍一拍的见到是不是似又不似，是不是一旧东西还是一个山洞。
In the past, people have gone up onto the Mount Ararat and they've taken pictures of what they thought might be or maybe not. Maybe it's a cave, maybe it's a house.
但这次它是证据实在，是的而且确是诺亚方舟。但它不够胆说的而且确，它说九成九。
But this time they've taken it, they've gone into it, and they say that they won't say 100% because they want to be a little bit humble.They're saying it's 99%.
佢影啲相，佢要系成网咁样落去，好危险嘅，即系好似爬山，即系入到去啲木方里边，系木嘅，系实嘅，系影晒，有啲摄影队一齐喺一个仓就爬翻出嚟，再去隔篱另一个仓又爬翻出嚟，有呢个门又过去嗰个门。
You know, they went rip-coiling down into the ark. They took pictures. They're taking specimens. They have to climb back out, go into another chamber, come back out, go through a wooden door.
为什么我说这个新闻是惊人的新闻？因为这个新闻证明创世纪 是真实。Why do I say that this is an astounding discovery? Because it proves that Genesis is true.
是证明挪亚方舟真的在土耳其高山上过。
And it proves that the ark is on the mountain in Ararat, in Turkey.
是证明曾经真的神用洪水毁灭世界。
And it proves that God used the flood to destroy the earth.
即是这个圣经是真实。
It proves that this Bible is true.
如果这个圣经是真实，我刚才讲三位一体真神都是这本圣经讲的。
And if this ark is true,then what I just said about Jesus being the Messiah, the whole triune God, it's also true.
Have I?
进化论没钉起哦。
挪亚方舟证明神创造世界。
There's no evidence to evolution, because if they found the ark, it proves that God created the world.
但是你知道这些东西呢科学家不会这么容易屈服，他
会挑剔，会挑战。But you know, the scientific community is not going to be so easily convinced. They're going to challenge it. They're going to try and deny it.
但好似多马见到耶稣复活嘅时候，耶稣同多马讲咩
？It's kind of like when Thomas saw Jesus raised from the dead, and Jesus told Thomas,
佢话多马你信，因为你见到，但系嗰啲不见到又信。
Jesus said, Thomas, you believe because you see. But those who haven't seen and believe, they are blessed.
其实我没见过方舟，但我一路信。你都是没见过方舟，但你信，你有福。
We've never seen the ark, but we believe, we're blessed.
但我相信有这个新闻出来，好人因为方舟就会信。
But I believe that when this evidence comes out today, many people are going to be challenged in their worldview.And they're going to believe.
我有个问题，点解神容许中国人喺呢个21世纪揾到挪亚方舟
？I've got a question. Why did God allow Chinese people in the 21st century to find the ark?
香港嗰班人都系咁样问紧呢个问题。
The discoverers in Hong Kong are asking the same question.
你知道他在土耳其找到之后，他开我们星期三第三次发布这个消息，今天是第四次，但第二次发布这个消息就是北京。
Wednesday we were in the meeting. It was the third time that they've announced this publicly since September, and the second time they announced it was in Beijing.
点解佢系？我觉得神系用中国人发明呢、这个，因为呢，而家世界嘅无神论主义嘅核心就系北京。
I believe that God's allowed Chinese to discover the ark because now today in the world the atheistic center is Beijing，
系咪？苏联解体咗，好多苏联人信耶稣噶。而家
Russia is now debunked and many Russians are Christians。
但无神论主义的核心就是北京。当北京人是有证据、有科学证据说耶稣不是挪亚方舟是真实，他会不会重新想下圣经是不是可靠
？When the Chinese community in China starts realizing that the story of the ark is not a myth, it's true. Do you think many people are going to come to Christ?
你准备好未啊？方舟不是神话，方舟是事实。圣经不是神话，耶稣不是神话，是事实。
The ark is not a myth. The Bible is not a myth. Jesus is not a myth.
所以六月廿六号香港嗰个嘅报道会，就是会将呢啲嘅证据讲晒出嚟，有土耳其嘅证人。政府官员有科学家，是一个很重要的报道会。六月廿六，你的长刊有那个时间。
And so on June 26th, there's an outreach in Hong Kong, a very special outreach, and they to share this message that people can see that the Bible is true.
弟兄姊妹，
我哋信一个永活嘅神，三一真神，耶稣系神。我哋一齐祈祷。